Welcome to the Transformed Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Powers. Dr. Matthew Smith, Director of Eagles and Leadership, continues to teach verse by verse through the book of James, one verse per podcast. These studies were recorded live in his class at Bible Believers Christian College and Seminary in Hawthorne, California. The book of James has been called The Faith Explained, and that is the purpose of these teachings. These short studies are designed to help you grow your faith. Now let's open our Bibles to the book of James as Dr. Smith discusses our faith from the words of the stepbrother of Jesus, the head of the Jerusalem church.
James chapter 2 verse 12 reads in the original, "So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty." There's a heresy running around inside the church, and the heresy is that Christians don't get judged. It's a real clever tool by the devil to help people who claim to be Christ to live an ungodly life, thinking that salvation and grace takes care of everything. James has been talking about favoritism. He's been talking about racism. He's been talking about classism. He's been talking about feeling superior to other people by making them, by looking at them and feeling, making them feel or relegating them to an inferior position. And now James comes across and says, "You don't understand. Every single person gets judged. The redeemed get judged for rewards, and the unredeemed get judged for eternity." But most people don't comprehend that what he's talking about here is woven all the way through the New Testament as the reality. We've talked from time to time about 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, we're talking about this whole understanding that you and I, all that we do, will be thrown into the fire. And when it's thrown into the fire, only those things that are done for Christ will last. Everything else is vaporized, and that's all you get in heaven, is for rewards, as Jesus talked about rewards throughout his ministry. Paul talks about this in 2 Corinthians. Turn in your Bible to 2 Corinthians, and we're going to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. And in 2 Corinthians 5:10, if you're looking there, you'll notice that Paul says, "We must all appear before the tribunal of Christ," in the HCSB, "so that each may be repaid for what he has done in the body, whether good or worthless." Circle that, each. We all have to, each and every one, individually, you and I, have to appear before Christ. And we have to give an account of what we said and what we thought and what we did and why we did it, the motives and the thoughts and the intentions of our hearts. This is a constant theme. And in Romans 14, 11 and 12, it says that every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And then chapter 14 of Romans verse 12 says, "And so each one of us will give an account of himself to the Lord." So you and I have to give an account, and that's what James is saying here in 2:12. He's saying, "So speak and so do as those who will be judged." If you have your Bible open, you should circle, "will be judged." Will be judged by the perfect law of liberty. By the law of liberty. Now the law of freedom, you almost think that that's a contradiction. The law of freedom, the law of liberty. But you understand that when we're talking about the character of God, the holiness of God, that is the standard by which life goes on. The standard is called by James here the law. Because the standard of God, his character, is the law of the universe. Whether you look at the Old Testament, we're not thinking of the law of Moses, but the law of Moses was the standard of God, came from his character. He spoke it into existence, and he was just referring to himself. And that's what he had for the Old Testament saints, the Israelites. But you and I in the New Testament, law of liberty, we've talked about several times in this book. And we're just realizing that this law of liberty is the thing that Jesus Christ has given to us. And he says, there's a standard, and the standard is my character. And when I judge you for reward as a Christ follower, you're going to be judged based on the standard. You're going to be judged based on the standard of my character. And so, whatever it is, and in this particular case, he's dealing with this "I'm superior to you" attitude. And you know, you can see it in little kids. You can see it in medium-sized kids. You can see it on the bangers on the street. You can see it in the politics in Sacramento. And you can see it in Washington. I'm superior to you. You can see it in every area of life. You can see it in education where I got more letters after my name. All of this simply to say to you, as you're thinking this process through, remember that what you say and what you do are going to be judged. They're judged by the character of Jesus Christ Himself. The judgment is not for your eternal life if you've already come to faith in Jesus Christ. He's paid that penalty. But it is, according to 1 Corinthians 3, the basis of your rewards and your position in heaven for all eternity. And so we need to be very careful. So speak and so do, because we're going to be judged. James chapter 2 and verse 12.
And that concludes today's teachings from the book of James. Please share this podcast with a friend and encourage them to subscribe so they don't miss a single one. Until next time, I'm your host Mike Powers, praying that your life will thrive so the people around you will see Christ alive. God bless.